right, so as you know, Trish Foster had a job created for her. It pays quite well, by the way. Maybe she'll be up next for a buyout with a non-disclosure agreement. You never know. Trish Foster, who expressly ignored the governor's, guidance to not travel for spring break. Trish Foster, the number one advisor to the governor, created the chief operating officer position just for her. Like I said, it pays great, and yet she traveled to Florida with her kids. Well, not all of them. One of them stayed home with COVID. With COVID. Would you travel if somebody in your immediate household had COVID? Tori Sachs here, the executive director of Mission Rising Action, to weigh in. Tori, good to have you.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Your thoughts?
I mean, look, this is just another rules for thee, but not for we. You know, how many times have we seen this, not only in Michigan, but around the country, with Democrat governors making these, and mayors, frankly, making these restrictions, now warnings asking everyone else to follow, but they themselves and their staff don't seem to want to follow. And I think if you want buy-in, if you want people to follow your rules or heed your warnings, at the very least, the people who work for you at the top of government, you know, yourself, your family should be following the rules.
You would think. It's just common sense. Here's what I noticed. As I was on spring break in Florida, I just don't happen to work for the governor. And I conduct myself as an adult, and we use common sense. And it just concerns me. If you had a sick individual in your household, you don't travel. It's pretty simple stuff. If you have a sick individual in your household, you don't go see grandma at the nursing home or the long-term care facility. This is common sense. And yet, Trish Foster didn't seem to care.
I mean, look, their response was that she was fully vaccinated and that, you know, the son was recovering. And I think if that's the message that they go out and tell people, that if you get vaccinated, you know what I mean, you can go to Florida, you don't have to quarantine, you know, your life can get back to normal. I think that would be a good message to tell people, Steve, you know, as they're trying to get more people vaccinated, more people bought into that. But that's not the message that they're telling people. To go and get vaccinated. That's only the message that they're telling when their staff is doing this. So I think there is a lot of layers of, you know, one set of rules for the elite, for the people at the top of government, and another set of rules for the rest of us. And I think that's, you know, that's concerning. I saw over the weekend that only 22% of adults in Detroit had even had the vaccine. That was compared to about 41% in the rest of Wayne County. So I think if they're saying now that the vaccine can get you back to regular life, I think maybe they should try that message more broadly.
Well, and I want to point out, Tori, all the comments that were made by Garland Gilchrist, the lieutenant governor, all the comments that were made about Gretchen Whitmer, about how it's unfairly impacting people of color in Detroit and so forth. But I want to play this from yesterday's interview on CBS. I want you to hear this, and then you can react to it. Bite number three, I want you to hear this again about the handling of the pandemic and whether it's, I mean, is the reaction from the Whitmer administration racist or incompetent? Maybe a touch of both. Bite number three, go.
Are you confident you can actually administer them? Because if you look at what's happening in the city of Detroit, your largest city, the mayor there said, you know, they're really having a hard time in some ways getting the vaccine uptake. There is hesitation. What's the problem?
Well, the mayor's done an incredible job, and I think he has been wanting to expand the population to whom he can offer vaccines. And so we have done that. Michigan was the first
to heed the Biden administration. Enough, because then she polishes the mayor's backside. But the fact of the matter is that's because she's worried that the mayor will run for governor and win, because he could possibly. But the fact of the matter is they've been woefully inadequate in delivering vaccines to the city of Detroit after all of this finger-pointing of white supremacy and white nationalism and all this other nonsense that they were giving during the Trump administration, Tori. It's inexcusable. They have failed Detroit. They have failed miserably. And Garland Gilchrist and Gretchen Whitmer ought to own it. Yes or no?
Absolutely. I mean, look, this is from MLive over the weekend. 22% of adults in Detroit have gotten one shot. That's compared to 41% in the rest of Wayne County, 34% in Macomb County, and 42% in Oakland County. There's obviously a big disconnect going on in the city of Detroit for vaccines. You know, I've seen them try to blame, I don't know if you've seen this, where they try to blame the Trump area people, you know, the Trump area where people voted for Trump. Those are the people who are not getting the vaccines. I've heard that a few times out of the administration as well. And those things are just simply not true. There are some people who don't want a vaccine. There are some people who maybe are on the fence. And maybe this mixed messaging of, you know, if you get a vaccine, you can't do, you know, you still have to wear two masks and you can't go places. Meanwhile, you know, the chief operating officer for the state, who, by the way, Governor Whitmer put in charge of vaccine distribution.
That's right.
Know, is on vacation in Florida. And look, I think, great, go to Florida on vacation. He said, you want.
Well, hold on. Let me ask
Florida's
you something.
It's a great place to vacation. You know, get some tips from Ron DeSantis maybe when you're down there.
Yeah, let me ask you something. How old is Trish Foster? Why is Trish Foster fully vaccinated? She looks like a young person to me. She looks to be in good health. Why is she fully vaccinated? Is she an essential individual?
I mean, hard to know somebody's health history and what might qualify for them for vaccination. But I think as we continue to look this week, I think there's another big unanswered question that I wanted to mention, Steve. And that's, did the Governor Whitmer administration forget to order 360,000 vaccines?
That's what it looks like.
On Friday, the Biden administration said that they were not going to give Whitmer the extra vaccines that she asked for because she had 360,000 vaccines that she had yet to order.
That's
now,
right.
Over the weekend, her administration said that's not true. But kind of the media has just kind of left it at that. And I think we need to get some follow-up from the White House, you know, in the Biden task force on COVID on did they
we
leave all
the
these
truth.
Vaccines just
yeah.
sitting in a stockpile somewhere?
Good luck with that. Good luck with that, Tori, getting the truth. Tori Sachs, Michigan Rising Action, got to run. Thank you as always, Tori.
Thanks, Steve.
Quick break. We'll be right back.